Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the second day of the month of Sivan and on the 46th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And the deadline to submit sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Avi Goldstein, Mora D'Astra of Beth Jacob Congregation in Columbus, Ohio, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Goldstein reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, and conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldstein.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and thank you so much to Rabbi Koresh and the OU for allowing me to share an idea about Shavuos with you today. In addition to being Memorial Day, a very important day on our calendar in which we pay tribute to our veterans and those who gave their lives for our country, on the Hebrew calendar, today is also a very special day. But it's a day that's shrouded in mystery and enigma. The day is called Yom HaMiyuchas, the day that has lineage. And the question is, what does this day mean? What does it represent? What happened on it historically? What does the word Miyuchas mean, that it has Yichus, that it has legacy? And the truth is, if you study the sources, it's very hard to come up with a concrete, clear answer. There are lots of different traditions, lots of different ideas, but there's no one clear thing that describes what happened. I mean, yesterday, some people say nothing happened. Some people say that it just has yichus, it only has lineage, and that it's the day that's sandwiched in between Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first day of the Hebrew month of Sivan, which we celebrated yesterday, and what's called the Shlosh Shemei Hagbalah, the three preparatory days for Shavuos, which begin tomorrow. So it would only have Yichus. But, you know, after contemplating our time during these difficult weeks, during this period of quarantine, I had an idea that I'd like to share with you. You know, I don't know about you guys, but for me, Amazon has been one of the greatest beneficiaries of this period of quarantine time. I mean, so we spend so much more time on the computer, people are buying things. You know, my kids are buying things. It's something reliable. You don't have to go to the store. And my son's birthday passed, and we ordered something for him on Amazon to come. And I can't describe to you how excited he was every single day until it came. There was such anticipation and such energy that was welling up and bubbling inside of him every day, asking me, Abba, did we get it today? Did it come today? Did it come today? And every single day, he had this sense of energy until it finally came. And I could sense that it was something that was beyond regular energy. But in fact, it was an energy that came about through a certain energy and antsiness that had been building up, waiting for his gift, you know. And I think that all of us have that experience sometime in our lives. All of us at some point in our lives, we come up with an idea that we have to share or a story that we read that we just need to tell someone, or we're waiting for that special moment, that graduation or that event that's going to happen on our calendar. And we have this itchiness and excitement and enthusiasm, anxious in a positive way, anticipation of that which is going to happen. And I feel like that's what's happening to all of us right now as schools begin to open up carefully. And you know, where some shuls haven't opened up, some shuls are going to open up, and, you know, with heavy restrictions. But there's a sense of antsiness, you know, after having been, so to speak, in quarantine for weeks. We have this sense of anticipation and antsiness to get back to shul and to get back to that camaraderie, the tefillah, the inspiration and kibitzing. It all is welling up inside of us. We have this itchiness to get back. And, of course, we have to do it safely and compatibly with all of the different things and all the health advisories that we have to do. But for a moment, I just want you to please bottle that moment. Feel that moment. Feel this energy. Feel what it feels like to have it bottle up inside of you, this anticipatory energy. because I think it speaks to one of the central themes of Shavuos, which is coming up. There's an incredible Gemara in Shabbos, which describes Rava, one of the great Talmudic sages in Amora, his confrontation with a Tzeduki, with a heretic. And Rava was sitting and learning. He was totally absorbed in his learning. He was all in studying. And he was sitting in a funny position such that his hands were getting irritated. And the heretic goes to him and he says, what are you doing? Why are you sitting that way? It's such a funny, unusual way to sit. And he told him and chastised him. And he says, Ama paziza zekarnisu pumaihu lu'unaihu. You are a hasty nation. Why? Because in the same way you're totally, totally engrossed, unaware, oblivious to what's happening to your hands right now as you're sitting in this funny way, so too you jumped right into giving the Torah. You had a hastiness, an excitement to receive the Torah, an ama paziza, and you said, Nasa before Nishma. You said, we'll do and then we'll listen. Famously, this is one of our great accolades during the holiday of Shavuos that we said, Nasa before Nishma. We said, whatever's in it, God, we're going to do, and then we're going to listen. And this is here you have the Tzeduki, the heretic, chastising Rava. And what's Rava's response? That being an Amma Paziza in this sense, seeing someone who's hasty and excited to do the Rasan Hashem, to do God's will, to study Torah, is a badge of honor. And this is the moment that we're experiencing right now, this anticipation, this excitement to get back to shul. And the truth is, this gave me insight as to what Yom HaMeyuchas, today's date in Jewish history. You see, when the Jews were getting ready for Shavuos, they had to build up their energy. They had gone from being slaves to receiving the Torah in a matter of 7 weeks, 49 days. And they had this energy. God took them out of Egypt, and he was bringing them close. And there's this incredible energy welling up inside. And you know when the culmination of that was? It was today. It was today on Yom HaMiyuchas. You see, because tomorrow they already were able to start doing the preparation. But today was the last day where they had all that energy welled up inside, and they could do nothing. It was bottled up. It was welled up, waiting to burst. And it is this energy that gave them the anticipation and excitement to be able to say, God, we're all in. We're an Amma Paziza. We wear that as a badge. We're going to accept your Torah, Nasa V'Nishma. And this is what we're celebrating today. This is what Yom HaMiyuchas is. It's that itchiness, that excitement, that energy that's been working up inside. And it's the emotion that so many of us are feeling as we get ready to go back to shul. So, Mirza Hashem, we pray that God will let us get back to shul safely and that everyone does it in a healthy way and that it's something that is done by Ayin Yafa, that we're all able to come back to shul positively. But friends, bottle this feeling up inside. Bottle your experience up inside. Because today is Yom HaMiyuchas. It's the day for feeling that day. Its whole specialness of Yom HaMiyuchas in its energy that it captured from its yachas, from its connection to the previous days, the energy that was built up. Save this energy. Bottle it up inside. When you come back to shul, take it with you. Because this is the essence of what it means to receive the Torah on Shavuos, to say, Nasa V'Nishma, we're telling God we're all in. And with that, we'll now say Tehillim, Perek Chaf, chapter 20, for Zchus Refuah Shleima as a merit for healing for all those who are ill. Lam Naseya Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yitagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Ve'olacha Yedash Nesela, Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha, Ve'chol Asasa Yemalei, Niranina Bishuasecha, Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yemalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ato yodati ki hoshira Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kocho, bigvuros yeisha yemino, eilev arechev ve'eilev asusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima karu v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'anisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aneinu, V'yom Kareinu. Peres Chaf Zion, chapter 27. L'David Adonai Oriv Yishi Mimira Adonai Moz Chayai Mimi Echad Ikrov Alai Mireim Leacholas Bisari Sarai V'oivai Li Hema Chashlu V'nafalu Im Tachane Alai Machane Lo Yira Libi Im Takum Alai Milchama Zos Ani Voteach Achas Shoalti Me'eth Adonai Osa Avakesh Shifti Beveit Adonai Kol Yemei Chayai Lachazos Benoam Adonai Ulavaker Beheichalo Ki Yisbeneini Besuko B'yom Ra'a Yastireini B'seithar Ohalo B'tsur Yeromimeini V'ata Yarum Roshi Al Oivai, Vivosai, Bezlachaba, Lozif Chetura, Ashira, Vazamra Ladunai, Shema Adunai Koli Ekra, Dechaneni, Vahaneni, Lecha Amar Libi, Bakshu Fanai Espanecha, Adunai Avakesh, Al Taster Panecha Mimeni, Al Tat Be'af Avdecha, Ezrati Hayisa, Al Ticheni, the Al Tazveni Elohe Yishi, Yavi Vimi Azavuni, Badina Yasveni, Horeni Adonai Darkecha, Unacheni Baorach Nishor Laman Shorirai, Al Titaneni Benefesh Sarai, Ki Kamuvi Ede Sheker, Difeyach, Hamas, Rulei Hemanti, Liros, Betuv, Adonai, Be'eret Chayim, Kave El Adonai, Chazak, Ve'ameit Libecha, Dikave El Adonai. Perek Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimam Akim, Prasich Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tihiena Aznecha Kashuvos, Lakol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmarya, Adonai Mi Yamod. Ki Imchas Licha, Laman Tivarei. Tivisi Adonai, Kivasa Nafshi, Vlidvaro Hokolti. Nafshi Ladonai Mishomerim Laboker. Shomerim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, Im Adonai hachesed v'harbe imo fidus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael, v'kol avonosav. We'll now recite the Mishra Berach for all those who are ill. Please insert their names at the port. Mishra Berach avoseinu avon misafi Yaakov, Moshe Aron Dabu Shlomo, hu yivok rapet hacholim. Bavur shanachnu mispalim bavuram bitzarzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachimam lachosam lachzikam lachayosam v'yishlach lahem mehir refuah shemen ha-shamayim l'chol eivareim l'chol gideim b'tov shar chol yisrael refuah ha-nefesh refuah ha-guf shabbat ha-shtav ha-galov izman karibin amar amein. And we'll conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael ha-nesunim basaru v'ashivya ha-om dimein bayam uvein bayabasha Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem V'yotziyem Mitzar L'Rvacho Me'efeilu La'or Mishibud L'Geula Hashtal Bagalo V'zman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldstein. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with Tova. May the Rabbonish Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Words of Inspiration, Rabbi Eli Babich of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue in Manhattan, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.